Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hello, you're listening to Shagged Round Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Hello, and we are coming at you in your ears from London.
The big smoke. London.
We're in the big smoke, is that what it's called?
It used to be called the big smoke, London.
Okay, then.
Wasn't
well, there
it?
We go. Well, I didn't know that.
London is London.
No,
is anyone in doubt about it? London.
No.
Is London.
That must
it's
be the quickest you've started
out
with a song.
About in London in springtime.
Oh, painful. Painful. It is spring, though, so I will give you a factual
Thank
little
you.
Tick on that. Yeah, we're down there doing the TV show. As this happens now, this will come out on Friday, so guys, you'll have all seen, hopefully you'll have all seen the first episode of the TV show.
Oh my God!
Oh, wasn't that great when that happened?
Sick of talking about it.
Sick of talking about
Sick.
It. Oh my God.
Honestly.
Guys, we've done press this morning. So we've been on Zoe Ball's breakfast show, just brilliant, just lovely. And then we went and did, Tom Allen was covering for Chris Evans, and then later on today we're going to go and do the One Show. Sick of talking about it.
Oh, I'm sick.
You just
honestly.
Get asked so many questions.
You look
so
forward to it? No, not anymore.
What can we expect from your show? Is it, oh, God, just watch it, man.
Well, this is like when the big movie stars do press junkets for their films. And you watch them in press junket and you go, they look sick of their life.
Oh, my God, they're dead behind the eyes.
I kind of get it. Rosie,
they have to answer the questions a million times more than us and in multiple different countries. We only have
God.
To do it here. Yeah. Yeah, that was our time. Big love to John Boyega when I interviewed him for the Chris Ramsey show on Comedy Central, and he was just basically answering the questions about the movie and not really that bothered. And then the moment I told him to do a video slagging your two cousins off for being naughty and saying that the Sith was going to get them. He lit up.
Yeah.
And he was just like, he did this amazing video down there. It's on YouTube if you haven't seen it. It was really good fun. Big love to John Boyega.
And, you know, big love to us because we don't know what I'm trying to say.
Sorry. Pause it there. Rosie Ramsey, did you just say big love to us?
No, but I mean...
I shouted out a guy
no,
I'd interviewed
stop.
Once because he was a really good sport. He was on quite
like
precious time.
I feel like we're being really good sports because I am so...
I feel like that's not your decision to make.
I'm so sick of talking about it.
I feel like that's not your decision to make. You can't say, hey, pat me on the back. Well done, me. Big love to me for being a good sport. Fucking hell. It's only your first episode, man. What's the matter with you?
And mate, I'm not made for this business. So... What, tell us about your TV show. Oh, just watch it. It. It's on the television. You can get on iPlayer.
And that's why no one watched it.
And that's why her career ended before it even began.
Look, more about that later on. But
and
we're in
and
London.
As well, no,
oh,
yeah,
God.
No,
oh,
I used
Jesus.
To love London. I'm absolutely sick of it now. Sick to the back team.
It's different when you come here for work.
Yeah,
you
I know.
Come here for a jolly walking around the bloody zoo, having a time of your life.
Well, this is back in the day before I was part of this this life, right? I used to come. Chris would be working, and I'd come down to London. I'd have a great time there.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'd like go. I went to see Jersey Boys on my own. I'd have a couple.
No,
of
I remember when you went to see Jersey Boys on your own.
Yeah. I'd go for sneaky little wines. I'd sit. One time, I read a book outside a cafe. Lush, right? And now, none of that. Hate it.
Yeah,
I just get asked about a TV show.
Yeah, much like when I was hosting I'm a Celeb Extra Camp and you came over with your mum and Robin and basically had a holiday while I was grafting
6 weeks.
Night
we
shift.
We really got into the Australian life.
You did indeed.
We've got a lot of Australians listening. What a nice way of life that is.
Yeah.
When you've got kids.
Well, no, they've got stuff to do, love. You were just on a jolly with your mum. These people have got jobs.
We used to. So Robin was one and obviously getting up very early. So we'd get up early and we'd walk to the cafe. And it would be 7 o'clock in the morning. It was heaving.
Yeah.
I'd be like, this is beautiful.
When the weather's,
you can't
when
do
the,
that.
When the weather's nice every time, you get up early. Pissing down over here, we can't be arsed.
Yeah, because when you've got young
barely
kids...
barely out of bed.
in England on a weekend when you got young kids and nothing to do. You're waiting on a Sunday when you're waiting for places to open. God, it's torture, isn't it?
Have I shouted out before? People who have children's parties in the afternoon.
Oh,
go fuck
horrible.
Yourselves. Have I said it before? I may have said it.
Not.
But I'm gonna look, even if I've said it before, I'm gonna say it again. Oh, you're invited to I don't know, to Charlie's fifth birthday. Oh, it's at 3 o'clock on a Sunday. It's fucking when? What am I supposed to do till 3 o'clock?
I know.
Oh my God! I know. Have it early. Wear the kids out. Let them go home and watch a telly.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That's our life, though. We're very much like from a certain time of day. That's when we're just in the house and the kids are schlepping.
Yeah.
But parties in the
life's
afternoon,
changed.
Man.
Life's changed.
I know. So, and have it near dinner time, so I don't have to feed them myself.
Yeah.
Come on.
Have a buffet. Have a buffet for me to sample
game.
With my children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for the best buffets, right, at a kid's party is when the adult doing the thing understands that kids' buffet food is the best food in the world and they make a bit extra and then they go, adults are allowed some, and you're like, thank you, because I'm dying now watching all these kids eat these ham sandwiches.
It's the second one, isn't it? It's the buffet's now open. 5 minutes. The buffet's now open for adults. Rosie just elbowing people out the way, getting little cocktail sticks with bright orange cheese on.
Yeah, don't like cheese.
Yeah, well, you know, the visual image was there.
I had
there.
A lot of hot dogs at the last one I was at.
Yeah? What did you have from the buffet? I wish I had some kind of horn.
You're talking about like hot dogs on
penises.
Sticks?
Yeah,
right,
penises.
Great.
Yeah, they don't work as well when you've got to explain them. Listen, guys, thank you so much for being back here with us. It's a pleasure to have you. It is episode 168.
It never
168.
Is.
And without any further ado, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor.
Oh, God.
This week's sponsor is Black Pudding. Ooh, what are you having for your breakfast? Doesn't matter. Get some black pudding on the side.
Oh, horrendous.
Ooh, don't you dare. Don't you dare. Ooh, black pudding. It's a superfood.
Is it?
It's a superfood.
I mean, I'm saying that.
No carbohydrates, high in protein.
Hey, no carbs.
No carbs. There she is. There she is. Little snuffle truffler. There you are.
Right. You can piss off, because what have you been calling me all this week that I can't remember now, but I'm a bit sick of it?
Pig dog.
Pig dog. You're horrible. He's been calling us pig dog all week and it's really not very nice at all.
Ash, you've got your own TV show now. You need to be sort of pulled down a peg or two.
Please don't ask us about it.
Your little pig dog. Honestly, black pudding, controversial opinion, better than real sausages.
Ooh, okay.
Honestly,
I don't mind a bit, but I find it very... it's just too much. It's a bit rich.
It's incredible. Absolutely incredible. I don't care if you're sitting there and going, it's fried blood. Oh, shut up, man. It's gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
Wow.
It's got a bit of oat in it. It's got a bit of oat in it. I
Does
researched it?
It.
It's got some herbs, some oats, some suet.
No carbs.
Fat. No carbs, very high in protein and nutrients.
I'm trying to not eat many carbs at the minute, but it's really hard. Because carbs, they're everywhere. They're in everything.
Well, the problem is, bread's the best.
It
so,
really is. But it's just everywhere. You try to be healthy. And not, well, I know carbs. Oh, God, I didn't even know.
What do you mean?
Just because I've left it till 2 days before the TV show.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
to try and lose 2 stones. I'd really try to do it, but I couldn't give up with it. I only juiced for a week.
You know what you need? You know what you need? You need some kind of wasting disease.
Don't you need? You need a band.
No, you don't. You look beautiful. Stop putting pressure on yourself. I'm not saying it again because I don't like complimenting you. Pig dog.
No. The only thing that I don't like on the TV show is me chin. That's the only thing. Everything else I think looks banging, but it's just me chin.
You look. Stop it.
Anyway,
you look beautiful.
This pig dog's seen enough pig dog days.
Pig dog out.
Pig
get
dog.
Get the jingle. Pig dog out.
Pig dogs. Here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed.
Welcome back.
Buzzing at your back.
So all joking aside, the first episode of the TV show went out on Monday.
Yes.
I thank you all so much for your wonderful comments.
Yeah.
Everyone's been so lovely about it.
Yeah, genuinely really, really nice.
So
really supportive. A lot of people were like, didn't know if this was going to be good.
Yeah, that was always nice to hear that. Always nice to hear that. Rosie, I've had it my whole life. I've had it my whole career.
I know.
Honestly, thought you were going to be shit. And you're not that bad. Thanks, mate.
You know what it is, though? I kind of want to reply and go, yeah, neither did I. But I was pleasantly surprised as well.
I was more nervous for it going on telly than I was for actually doing it. And I've done loads of TV shows in my time, and it was just because it was me and you, and it's the podcast,
it's
and we're
big
putting
deal.
A new
BBC
thing out there.
Too. It's huge.
Yeah, and thank you. And it's been wonderful. And look, to take you behind the scenes, right? Obviously, spoiler alert, we're going to talk about, if you haven't seen it yet, you're going to have to go and watch it before listening to the rest of this bit, right? Ronan Keating comes out at the end for It Goes Where I Go.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple of people are like confused at how we knew. Basically, it is an audience vote for It Goes Where I Go. We rehearsed a totally different ending multiple times.
We were, if you haven't seen it, there was a Mangy Pillow that was 31 years old.
Disgusting. Fucking horrible.
The boys were memorabilia and there was a dressing gown.
Yeah.
We were convinced, we had rehearsals during the day, we were like, nobody is picking boys' own.
Yeah.
Because we knew, Ronan was going to do the ending of the show, but we had two different versions, right?
Well, we're going to have him come up for a song, weren't we?
Yeah, that was the crack. So I'm trying to get a song on the end of the show every week, even though Chris is absolutely
pathetic.
100% against it.
Not every show has to end in a song.
It does.
Loads of massive shows don't end in songs.
Anyway, we knew Ronan was going to come out, but we had two ways that it was going to go. We only rehearsed the way that it went once.
Yeah.
Because we were adamant that nobody was going to pick the boys' own stuff.
Yeah, not just adamant. Adamant to the point of where during the day, I said three things, I bet.
Uh-huh.
I said, there's no way they're going to pick the boys' own stuff. They're going to do the pillow. I know our audience and they'll pick the pillow. I said, I think large sums of money were thrown around.
Yep.
I said, I'd bet.
Yep.
I said, I'd bet our house on
our
it.
Our house,
and
yeah,
I said,
you
I'd
did
bet
say
our,
that.
My life on it.
Right.
Fucking humble pie. You evil bastards in the studio audience saw how much that memorabilia meant to that poor woman and were like, fuck her. Yeah.
our producer, Robin, has just showed us in the video, obviously, of it. And she was like, look at your face. And I was like, what do you mean? And when they cheer for the boys and stuff, I just looked at you and was like, we're going to have to do the way that we only rehearsed once.
Yeah. It's like... Ronan. But then I'm like, is Ronan Keating going to come out and smash up all his own gear?
He did.
Ronan Keating, everyone.
Ronan Keating.
What a dude.
Ledge.
What a cool guy. Came out, played along, was so nice to that woman who, you know, to be fair, I'm surprised he doesn't have a restraining order against her at some point. We'll probably find out that she's actually part of some kind of
Louise,
group that
alert
outside his house. It was amazing. And yeah, so that's the crack. So the audience do always get to vote for it. And we just had him on backup to come out and sing at the end to surprise her. But Ian were like in one in a million shot. We hit it and he came out and smashed his own stuff up. It was amazing.
To be honest with you, it worked better because in the second option, he was just going to come and sing randomly, like, oh, I want to sing this song. Look, he is running. And it worked out so much better.
Yeah, we got to have a bit of a chat
and
stuff,
very chuffed with that.
Absolutely
class. Thank you for all your positive comments. Thanks to Jamie and Sophie who were on.
You're amazing.
Love them too.
They're so posh. Right, but they are still so relatable as a couple because it's just they've got the same lives as everyone else, just in a different tax bracket. Judy Love was fantastic.
Oh,
big shout out to Judy
Love.
Obviously Ronan Keating, and big shout out to Ronan Keating's on tour soon as well, so go and check him out because what a cool guy.
And this is a bit gushy, but they all listen to it. Our team behind the scenes, they're so good,
they work so hard, so this little gush is for you lot. I'd never say this to their face. I'd never let them know face to face, but they are brilliant.
They are fabulous.
I might take this out. I don't want them getting too complacent.
Just don't want them getting comfortable.
We'll take this out. We'll replace it with this. Are you ready?
Yeah, go on then.
Glad the show actually came together because the team are a load of shit.
Oh, shit.
Fucking hell,
they do
man.
Nothing in that office.
Unbelievable.
They sit there, they just eat sushi and look at TikTok all day.
And play fucking Wordle. Nerds.
Shocking.
Nerdles. That's actually a one. I think it's a maths one. Yeah, we'll fix that. Well done. I'll edit it nicely.
Yeah. Babadoo, 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 ba. We didn't mention this just quickly about the TV show. You know, obviously, that.
Are you talking about the TV show again? Are you talking about your own TV show?
I'm talking about something that I don't really want to say in an interview, but this is a safe space, right? But I mean, do you know, I talk about periods a lot, right? I was due on my period for like a week before the TV show. I was like, when's it coming? When's it coming? This is ridiculous. And you know, when you're like, come on, I've got this to do. You know what happened? Got me hair and makeup done. We had 5 minutes, right? The floor manager came and she was like, you've got 5 minutes to get what you're wearing on and you're going to have to start. Because the warm-up, Stuart was warming up the crowd and everything. I was like, 5 minutes, right? I nipped to the loo, had a wee, wiped. What was there?
£5 note.
No.
Pound coin. me lucky charms. Pot of gold.
Mother Nature's juice. Right there, just as we were about to go on stage.
So, it's not all glamour, I suppose, is what we're trying to say, guys.
It was just so... It was so... Yeah. It was just ridiculous. Yeah. I just found it very kind of like, great.
It's great. The, it's the Chris and Rosie and Rosie's period show.
Hey, I'm here.
Oh, so there we go. She banged on about a period again. Happy days.
Right, okay, this might not even make it in. Sorry, I'm just going to tell you. Babadoo, 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 babadoo.
Met the Eurovision guy.
Sam Ryder. What a bloody absolute Crikey. Ray of sunshine.
He really was.
Wasn't
Literally,
he?
Put my arm around him for 1 second. I felt recharged.
Yeah.
Honestly, I felt like I'd been on a bloody little, you know, my little lawnmower's charging station. I feel like I've been sitting on that all night, charged right up.
He was just wonderful. What a nice guy. And as if we came second in Eurovision.
The whole of Europe don't hear what we thought we did. How incredible.
It's actually quite nice, isn't
well
it?
Well done him.
Well done him. Little clap.
Yeah.
Well done, mate.
There we go.
Fantastic singer and really good cracking song as well. So
amazing stuff.
Well done.
Now, we did all that. We did press day and stuff and then some like morning interviews. And then we went back to the hotel for some breakfast, didn't we? Right. And we were told to have a lovely day this morning. In the most passive aggressive way,
oh
I think
my god,
I've
by
been
the
told
waiter.
That. Oh my god.
You're talking about this, right?
I've wrote it straight down as soon as it happened.
Oh, yeah, it was.
He came over. What did he put down? He put
butter.
He put butter or something down.
Give us some toast without any butter.
Toast without
Jesus.
Butter. London, innit?
I mean,
London, innit?
Yeah, he's probably thinking he shouldn't really be eating that toast every day. Butter. There was some butter and all, eh? Big dog.
He didn't call her a pig dog, but I would have tipped him handsomely if he did. I'd probably high-fived him. So he put the butter down, and he literally, I've written down exactly what he said, right?
Yeah.
He literally went, put it down like that, and he went, yeah, he went, okay, right, bye. And then he turned as he was still walking off, and he went, have a lovely day, yeah?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Have a lovely day, yeah? And I was like, fucking hell, I better.
I know.
I feel like we better have a lovely day.
I think
day.
It was an accent thing.
I feel like, honestly, in that moment, I felt like later on he's going to turn up at the hotel room, he's going to knock at the door, and I'm going to open it, and it's going to be him, and he's going to be checking if we haven't had a lovely
day.
Did
you have a lovely day?
And if we didn't have a lovely day, I think he's going to kick the fuck out of both of us.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like he's really going to give us a good kicking. And it reminded us of, did I ever tell you about when, I think it was when I was doing Hebben, and I really noticed some differences in the accent. Again, I don't know if I've, differences in accent and phrase and stuff we say. Okay. I don't know if I've mentioned this before on the podcast, but I think it was me and Jason Cook on the set of Hebben, both were talking to someone, and we both said goodbye to them, and we went, see you later, right, bye, watch what you're doing, yeah?
Who did you say this to?
Someone who wasn't from the Northeast.
Oh.
See you later, watch what you're doing. And they went, sorry? And I went, watch what you're doing. And they went, why? And I went, oh, no, it means, like, bye. It means, like, be careful.
Yeah.
But the thought were, like, threatening them.
Oh, what are you...
You fucking watch yourself,
funny?
Yeah?
Yeah, you
fucking watch yourself, mate.
Yeah.
I've got my eye on you.
One eye
you
open,
be careful,
mate.
Yeah? Don't fall down any drains.
When I used to work in schools...
Yeah?
And I was working in year one this one day, because I used to be a teaching assistant.
Right.
Blech, hated it. Anyway.
Great.
Working in year one... And there was a little girl, so she must have been about six, right? And she was doing something. And I said, and I jokingly, I went, "Ee," I went, "you can't do that." And she started to cry. And I was like, "it's okay."
Wow.
And I didn't understand that. She did not understand the joke of, "Ee, you can't do that."
Oh, right.
She thought
the sarcasm in it, the tongue in cheek.
Yeah, she thought I was telling her off.
Wow.
And I had to go, oh, sorry.
Made a child
teacher,
cry.
I was like, why is she crying? I was like,
because I'm a bad teaching assistant.
Yeah.
She asked us about my TV show and I said, shut up, I don't want to talk about it anymore, I'm sick. I've got my extensions in, doing my head in, and she started crying. And why not? Quite right.
I don't mean, I'm trying not to be negative.
You're not negative, man, it's all right.
Okay, I'm trying to be, I'm going to be
there's
positive.
Nothing, like, no, you know, there's nothing wrong with a little whinge now and then, in a healthy way, you know.
This is where we come to win, you've got to understand.
Yeah.
We don't whinge that much to each other, we just come on here and this is our vent.
You got asked four times a day if you were going to do Strictly.
I know.
Four times. If you ever got offered it, would you do it?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
No offer. Nobody's called.
Anyone wants to read, you know where it is. shagmarinoid@gmail.com.
No one is wrong. It's been a while. Keep asking us. salt in the wound, guys.
I just don't want you to do it because I so enjoy being the best dancer in our house. Strictly semi-finalist.
What would you do though if I? Because you know, you never say never.
Right.
If I did it,
yeah,
and I beat you, what would you do?
It wouldn't happen because I know our listeners. And I know if I started to get Rosie out before the semi-finals campaign so that I'm the best dancer in the house, I know everyone would bang on board with that.
You would not do that.
Get Rosie out. I'd be going through your bins. I'd honestly, you think the tabloids would be all over
you? I'd be all over you.
Why, what's in here, man? She deserves to go out.
Are we living in separate houses now?
Maybe the bin in your, I don't know, the bin in your bathroom.
Great. There's nothing in there other than used tampons.
I'd start a Get Rosie Out campaign, not because I don't love her, not because I don't think she's great and I'm very proud of her, but because I will not be beaten in my own household for the fact that I got the semi-finals. It's not happening. Get Rosie Out. Great.
I'd be out in week one.
Honestly, I'll come to watch live. You'll see me with a big bit of Lurpak just buttering that dance floor just before you go out. Big slab of butter on there, just getting it all nice and shiny for you.
He has a. Is the floor sticky or is it? Is it slippy?
I can't remember, man. I didn't know what the fuck was going on, man.
Back in the day when I used to do theatre shows, darling, some of the theatres, I never saw them doing that. And you know when someone tells you something, you go, "Is that a lie?"
Are you about to say that the spat on the floor?
No, not spit.
Okay.
Coke, like Diet Coke.
They put Diet Coca-Cola
to make it stick pop, to make it sticky.
Oh.
And then it would dry and the stage would be really sticky.
Right. I know sometimes me and Karen used to spit on my shoes.
Ew.
To get them to move because it was a bit sticky. I think it must have been a bit sticky because that's the thing when you go up to the front and you're about to do the dance at the top, just before it goes like dancing the tango, because Ramsey and Karen are, before you do that, it shows your VT.
You're spitting on your shoes.
So we walk to the front and everyone's like clapping and the VT, the videotape, that's what it stands for, Keith Lemon style, is on and everyone's watching that and then all this crowd are sitting around going, oh, there's Chris and Karen, oh, look at them, they all look lovely, oh, don't they look great, oh, she's dressed well and he's... And then we're both hopping on the floor and stamping in it and they're like, oh my God, this is horrible.
That's horrendous. You never told me about that.
Yeah, you got to hockle on the floor, man. It's good luck. I don't know why we did it. I saw the pros do it and there was a wet pad you could use, but sometimes if a wet pad wasn't available, you just hockle on the floor.
I didn't know anything about that. That is so interesting.
Floor hockle. Nothing wrong with the floor. Pre-COVID, probably can't do it now.
No, you wouldn't. Oh, God, imagine.
There's probably someone standing there all masked up with a super soaker now. Yeah. And you lift your foot up and you just fucking squirt the bottom of your feet with some...
Literally on the dancer. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo, babadoo. Rosie.
Yes.
So you don't want to talk about your TV show anymore?
No. Well, I didn't mean to sound so negative, but yeah, we've been asked about it a lot.
Do you want to answer some questions about your TV show?
No.
No more. We're not bothering anymore with the TV show.
It's every Monday, 9 o'clock, BBC Two.
No. You don't want to talk about that anymore. Okay. Old news. Old news. It's not on for six weeks.
We've got to talk about it.
Why don't we talk about something else?
Right.
Why don't we talk about autumn 2023?
Yeah.
Where we will be back on the road with another Shag Married Annoyed tour.
Yeah, okay, I'll talk about
that. Why don't we talk about that?
Let's talk about that.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Guys, we're hitting the road again in autumn 2023. We are doing a brand new Shag Married Annoyed Arena Tour. Shag Married Annoyed 2, if you will.
Is that what we're going with?
No, I don't know what we're calling it. But yeah, we're just Shag Married Annoyed 2, Shag Married Annoyed Harder. That's a diehard joke.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Shag harder, marry harder, annoyed more.
Yeah, harder.
Shag less infrequently. Listen, the tickets are on sale Friday 27th of May, and if you sign up...
Shit, are they?
Wow. So that's news to her. If you sign up with the mailing list at shagmanannoyed.com, you can get early access to the tickets before they go on general sale. Dates and everything, all the details will be on the shagmanannoyed.com. The shagmanannoyed.com said... Everyone's grander. And yeah, we're very excited to see you there.
We love the tour. Genuinely.
Hand on heart.
Love the tour. Best thing I've ever done in my career. Thoroughly enjoyed it. And we hope you did as well.
Made me enjoy stand-up less, and I bloody love stand-up.
Yeah. And we just thought, so next year it's going to be 2023, so you've got a bit of time. Yeah. No, there's nothing else to say about it. We're doing it again. And we're very excited. And it's going to be a little bit bigger at the end, I've decided.
What do you mean?
We haven't had a meeting about this yet, but I want to do more at the end. So obviously I sang at the end of the last one.
Right.
Which is great. I only did like one song. There's going to be a bit of a medley going on.
Right.
Probably be taking requests quite soon.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, I want at least, I'm going to say 15 minutes at the end.
Sorry, I've just checked my diary. I'm actually busy. Autumn 23. Yeah, I've
I'll got ask someone else. On. Mm. Who? I'll ask. What other comedians are around?
There's a few.
Yeah, someone will do it. Babadoo, 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 ba. Do you know what?
What?
I noticed something the other day, which really upset us.
Is this a Rosie's observation?
Oh, kind of actually.
Right.
Kind of a Rosie's observation.
Okay.
I really, really don't like when you see somebody like a member of staff telling off another member of staff.
Oh, God, yeah.
And you can see it.
Oh, no, horrible.
I saw it the other day. It was very uncomfortable.
Where did you see it?
Oh, gosh, where was I? I can't even remember. It was outside, so I was in a car.
Right.
And I was passing somewhere, but it was traffic. It was London. It was traffic. And they were outside having a cigarette of, like, a restaurant. I don't know what restaurant.
Oh.
But someone was telling someone off, and I was like, oh, please don't.
Oh.
Just bad crack.
I say that's the thing. That's weird, though, because I used to love it when people got told off at school.
Mm.
I perversely was like, oh, do you want someone would get bollocked? You know, and the teacher would like get them up the front of the class and like tear them a new one.
Oh, it always made me feel really uncomfortable.
Oh, no, I loved it, me. Like,
oh, wow.
Oh, I fucking couldn't get enough of it, me. Like, honestly, I can't be like, go on, sir, punch him, sir, go on. Like, loving it. Honestly, did you not? You not reckon? You like just a perverse enjoyment when someone else got caught doing it, but then when it was you, oh, if I got a bollock at the front of the class, I was a crier. Me, were you a crier?
I didn't really get wrong to that extent. I talked a lot, and that was it. I only got told off for talking, but I never got wrong. I do remember. I've got a really, really vivid memory of being in junior schools, right? In junior school, even not junior schools, and three of the lads got hauled in the front of assembly, right?
Uh-huh.
Because they were going round the yard, you know, the 30-centimetre rulers.
Yeah.
They were going round the yard pretending that they were willies and kind of going everyone like, whoa, with these big rulers. And the headmaster made them stand in front of assembly and reenact what they'd been doing.
Hey, everyone, just in case you missed it in the yard, these three legends.
But so I'd seen them. I'd seen the actual act. I'd seen the full.
Oh, you've seen the original.
I'd seen the original when they were dead excited and they were like doing it and they were like, just watching them do it in assembly. And they were going, oh. It was absolutely. They looked so gutted.
So you saw the intimate warm up gigs before they did the big venues.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. So you saw it when they still had the love for the art form and then they'd sold out and they had to do it.
It was hilarious.
Wow.
I don't know why they got them up in assembly, but it was just so beautiful.
Speaking of getting up at assembly, did I ever tell you about the lad in my comprehensive school in Haunt Comp, who the teacher, the head of maths, paid him £20 to... He bet him £20 that he couldn't recite pi to 100 decimal places, and he stood up and did it in front of the whole year.
Did he win £20?
He got £20 off the teacher, but he was like... The teacher was like, oh... I've bet him that he couldn't remember pi to 100 decimal places. So, and I said I'll give him £20 if he can. So he got up on stage.
Oh, God, were you in that assembly?
It was horrible.
Oh, my God.
It was absolutely horrible.
I'd be like, I'll give you £20 and shut the fuck up.
It was awful. Honestly, and I remember sitting there going, why are you doing this? What's wrong with you? Didn't get us wrong. Honestly, lovely lad. I've actually been on holiday with that lad. He's a really nice lad. I'm not going to say his name, but he's a lovely, lovely lad. Very clever lad. I imagine he's doing extremely well in life now. I haven't been touching him for some years. But I remember thinking, what the fuck are you doing?
Horrible.
Oh, God. It might as well have stopped there. Went, anybody's interested in giving me a good fucking hiding later? Because I'm about to bore the cunt off you for... But does anyone want to steal £20 from a geek?
Oh, stop
it. I'm joking.
Hey, listen, I was in the drama group, mate.
Oh, mate, I was the biggest geek of all.
I used to go around the yard, right? This is comprehensive school, right? Year 10.
So we're talking 14, 15.
Yeah. I used to go around the yard, me and my friend, pretending we were carrying a sofa.
Wow.
We weren't carrying a sofa like mime artists. And I don't know.
Rosie, we'll talk about the ick. You and your mate fucking Trigger Happy TV, the early years. Cambridge Footlights improv group pretending to carry a sofa. My dick just fell off. It fell off.
Oh. Chris, I never, do you know what's funny? Oh. I did not do well with boys at school at all.
Never
and
in the
now,
world.
Now I know why. And I was in the St. Vincent de Paul group, the church group, and we used to do plays at school, and we did a play where I was pregnant in the play, I don't know why, and then we used to sing, and we sang Children of the Night in the assembly. Oh. And honestly, in rehearsals, we thought it was amazing. I remember doing it and thinking, nobody's enjoying this.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, I hated us.
Children of the Night, the dance song.
We are the children of the night.
We sung that in a choir.
Five are the future of our nation.
Yeah, yeah, we all know the song.
No, we kind of like danced to it.
Wow.
So,
in
why
assembly?
Was I
you
pregnant?
Still did that in assembly?
I was pregnant in assembly. It was like the end of your assembly.
Wow.
And I acted and I was pregnant. I think it was a cleaner.
Do you know what?
Wasn't I?
Hearing all this. That pie to 100 decimal places isn't actually that bad now that I'm hearing
not
this.
That bad.
I'd hear that again over watching you and your mate pretend to lift a sofa, then sing Children of the Night. God almighty. God
I
almighty.
I don't know how we got away with that. I don't know how we ended up doing it. Another thing. Question for you and for everybody listening.
Mm.
Just now remember the first time you ever fought in an assembly.
I don't think I ever fought in an assembly.
Oh, God, I did.
No.
You never fought in an assembly?
No. Because everyone would fucking hear you fart.
When I fought in an assembly.
Brilliant.
And we didn't get away with it at all.
Like, everyone knew it was you.
It was horrendous.
Oh, am I married to the school farter?
We used to have to sit on benches.
Oh, and the proper pop it, rattled
it did,
out the back.
It did ripple a bit.
Oh.
Have you never ever fought in an assembly?
I doubt that.
God, it used to fill me with the fear. Like, I can think about it now.
Do you know what you should have done?
Having to, like, hold it in.
Not
yeah?
farted.
I think I've got IBS, you know.
Yeah?
I think I do.
Oh.
No, I didn't. There was one time when one of my friends farted in geography and it fucking stunk.
Jesus. This is painful. She can't even get the story out.
That's basically it.
That's it. Your friend fought in an assembly and it stunk in geography and it stunk.
But everyone thought it was a lad because it was so bad.
Right.
And then even the teacher was like, oh my God.
All the boys lined up against the wall. Sexist fart accusation.
And it was
that had to have been a filthy boy.
It was so funny.
To be fair, the other night in bed, Rafe came in and got in the middle of us, and I touched his little head just as he got in, and he was a little bit hot, so I took his little sleep suit off him. He farted just as I was taking his sleep suit off. Rosie, I thought you had shat the bed. That's how bad that boy's fart smell.
Oh,
that little baby.
Smell.
Literally, I was like, and I didn't think as he filled his nappy or has he, I thought, Rosie has shat the bed
oh
here. This is an adult shit.
Yeah, they're minging.
Stank.
Both the lads are disgusting.
Horrible.
He'd had sprouts for tea.
Brilliant, that'll be that then.
That'll be why.
There we go. Babadoo, 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 ba.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
I hate you so much right now! I hate you so much right now! Ick!
Oh!
I hate you so much right now! This is the ick section.
Is that your jingle?
Yeah, okay. That's
great,
the jingle.
Great.
Oh, I hate these people who would stop us being allowed to play music on here. I have been sent so many icks.
Right.
Like, so many good ones. And
it
I wasn't going to turn this
minute.
Into a full thing, but I feel like I have to because...
It has to be done.
There's just so many.
Yeah.
You're going to love this one, okay. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Long-time listener, first-time writer. I've been inspired by your recent ick stories, and I have one that, to this day, fills me with self-loathing for my picky female preferences.
Got you.
I went to drama school, brackets, already an ick for a lot of people. where I met my boyfriend. So she went to drama school and she's met a boyfriend there.
Great.
Oh, God, I would have loved to have gone to drama school.
Jesus. Well, you do yourself down. You had your own drama school going on. Moving sofas around the yard. Improv.
Around B yard.
Ugh.
He was in the acting programme while I was a writer, and it felt like the perfect match.
Fucking hell.
It's a nice match. Rosie, he was so handsome, it makes me weep.
Wow.
I get it. I was head over heels for him until one fateful afternoon.
Oh, what's he done?
I was heading to a rehearsal and happened to pass by one of the workshops where, out of the corner of my eye, I caught sight of my boyfriend through the window in the door. The flare of excitement at seeing him quickly turned to horror when I saw what he was doing. You ready to hear what he was doing?
Yeah, right. So what, just walk past one of the rooms and he's in one of the rooms.
And he's in one of the rooms.
Doing his acting.
And he's doing a workshop and she's like, oh my God, he's so handsome. And oh, but do you want to hear what he was doing?
What was he doing?
Clown class.
Oh, fantastic.
He wasn't in makeup or clown clothes, but somehow that was worse.
Fucking hell, man.
Seeing my boyfriend's handsome face and hot body twisted into grotesque comedic shapes while he pranced about in front of a room of people almost made me gag. Apparently displaying the extremes of emotion was too much emotion, I mean.
Oh, wow.
One good thing is that it was a little nice to find something harmlessly weird and imperfect about someone who just seemed really amazing, but wow. I can't say for sure it didn't contribute when we broke up.
Wow.
Clown class.
So, like, honestly, women, man, like, so handsome she could have wept, mm-hmm. but she saw him doing clown class and went off him. Years are honestly
horrible. We're terrible. There's one that somebody tweeted me, and I feel like...
Oh, I feel like this is the one that went viral this weekend.
It might be.
It's incredible.
My husband says he has the ick because I got hypnotised by Darren Brown on stage.
Darren Brown, Darren's his brother.
Oh, sorry. Have you not heard the other one, though, when it's like, I think it was on TikTok, it's very grim, when it says, my girlfriend got the ick whilst I was being cut out of my car.
Wow. Well, because there'd been a crash.
Because there'd been a car crash.
So he was getting to the doors, Robert, so he was getting
cut out of the car.
My
the
God.
Girlfriend got the ick.
Got the ick. Wow.
Terrible. Join us next week for I Hate You So Much Right Now. I Hate You So Much Right Now. Ick! I Hate You So Much
Do you
Right
what?
Now.
If I was a woman, you know what my ick would be for men?
Mm.
Shorts on public transport. Fucking hate it.
Only on public transport. You don't like men in shorts.
On the train, there's a man sitting on the train in shorts. Honestly, I'd rather he was naked. I hate it.
You mean for a longer journey than just like 10 minutes? Okay.
Yeah, like a train, like a cross country train or train down
to London.
What
about a woman in a skirt?
Doesn't bother us.
You pig.
No, just man in shorts on a train.
Really?
Just put some. Come on, mate. There's aircon. Put some trousers on.
That doesn't bother me.
Oh no.
Why do you feel like you'd be able to smell his dick?
Smell his balls and dick. I feel like if he wafts his pants, I'd better get a right nostril full of his balls and dick. I'm not happy about it at all.
The worst smell in the world is dirty balls and dick. I'm sorry. You're so... Where have we been? We've been somewhere.
Right.
We've been somewhere where we've literally been like, can you smell a dick?
I can't remember where we were, but we said we're somewhere recently where we were smelling someone's dick.
God.
It just fills the air. just a smell of unwashed dick just fills the air.
Was that on holiday with you or somebody else when we were on the sunbed and the guy opposite us, you could just see his dick? Was that with you?
I feel like I remembered that.
I feel like I might have been with me mum. God, that was a bad day.
Sounds like something your mum would spot.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef?
Beef, 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 beef.
Hey.
I'm going to go first this week.
Oh, right.
Short and sweet, mine. My beef with you, you did this 2 weeks ago. You think I forgot. I haven't. You've referenced it since and it doesn't make it any less painful. I said I love you the other day and you said no worries.
I can't believe that hasn't come up sooner.
Yeah, I wrote it down. I didn't forget it. I got something else popped up last week. But yeah, the other day I went, love you. I love you. And you went, no worries.
I was busy. I was busy typing a text or an email or something.
It hurt.
But what I've enjoyed since is that when you put on a text, that text back saying, no worries.
Yeah. It's become a long-running joke now.
No worries.
And I don't like it.
I've got a beef with you.
Good, because that's this section.
It's an anxiety-riddled beef.
Okay.
So people might relate to this. I think they might.
Right. This is what we talked about in the hotel last night. I do give you permission to have this as a beef because it's also a beef with myself, just for anyone who gets upset here.
Current beef with Chris at the moment is we obviously have the TV show and then we've got a bit of time off and Chris hasn't had any time off for a long, long time. We didn't get any time off in the pandemic because we worked all the way through it. So we've got a good chunk of time off
still
after
the
TV show. We're still doing the podcast.
Yeah.
Chris has convinced himself that once we finish the TV show, he's going to die.
We undernard whether to tell people this, because but then again, I get so many letters at gigs and I get so many messages of people saying thank you for talking about anxiety and stuff. My main current, for some reason, anxiety is that once we get all sorted and settled in any kind of situation, I'm gonna die.
You're gonna die.
Once everything's fine and done and sorted and settled and I've got everything the way once I've got my ducks in a row, I feel like I'm gonna die.
Yeah, not a day before. Not a day before.
I don't know what it is. It's not real. It's just this weird thought in the back of my head where I'm like, right, once everything's sorted, we're done that, I've got time off and we'll spend summer with the family, I feel I'm going to die.
It's not a little thought, though, because you've mentioned it a lot.
Yeah.
And I can tell when you say it, you genuinely have.
Yeah.
You're not saying it, but you do think. And I don't suffer from anxiety.
Mm.
But I'm absolutely not taking the piss because I can see the weird sort of seriousness in your face when you're saying it.
Yeah.
And I get it. I've got other friends who suffer from anxiety really bad. And
do you know the
bless
reason,
you, though, darling.
But do you know what it is, right? My thing is, right, I want to be able to go, like, if we get sorted and then we've got the time off and we've got more ducks in a row and then I'm like, oh, I'm starting to die. I want to literally be going, like, I told you. I told you I was right.
You know, Chris, honestly, try to just look forward to it and enjoy it. You deserve some time off. You've slogged for years and years and years. You deserve a little bit of time off.
I'll try.
Okay?
And look,
bless you,
death is, the big sleep is time off, so I will get me time off either way.
Yeah.
It just might be for eternity. I only half believe it. It's just a weird thought in my head. And you know what I'm like? I have to let these thoughts come out and then it helps.
Yeah, no.
It helps when you're out there.
And like you say, I know for a fact there's going to be people listening to this who go, yeah, I do that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I know for a fact there will be. So, but you're going to be okay.
Thanks.
Are all our ducks in a row, just in case?
Yours aren't. Mine are sorted. Nearly. I'll never get my ducks in a row because that's when I'll die.
All right, okay. I just mean, am I going to lose the house?
You're going to lose everything.
Oh, great.
It's fine.
Can't wait.
Babadoo, 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 bab.
It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public.
Public. I didn't like that at all.
It's the Queen's Jubilee.
Public, public. Public.
It's Queen's Jubilee.
It's been gone on a bit that, though, hasn't it? Right. If you want to get in touch, it's shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Look, I'm all for the Queen's Jubilee and well done, Queen. You know, we think you're great. But Rafe's nursery's closed. Rafe's nursery's closed for the Jubilee and I'm raging about it, to be fair. Like,
he doesn't give a shit about the Jubilee.
How many more? Like, we don't get bank holidays in this job. It just makes our actual job harder.
Yes, but listen.
Oh, God.
A lot of people listening to this will be buzzing to get extra time
for work.
So,
you know
what? Listen, for you
enjoy
guys,
your long weekend,
enjoy,
guys.
Enjoy.
I'm just
enjoy.
Jealous. It's like with anything that I take the piss out of, I'm just jealous.
Mm.
I'll be dead anyway, so it's fine.
Oh, for God's sake. Morning, Chris and Rosie. Just listening to episode 163 regarding the religious hypocrites who Google restaurant stars but sleep like smackheads in a bedsit. Do you remember the family who don't make the beds at all? They don't have any sheets on the bed, but they Google the restaurant stars
to find out what they were before they went.
Well, all right, okay,
the
yeah.
Hygiene gee whiz,
right, yeah.
Well, this brings me on to my big dark lie. It all starts 8 to 10 years ago when me and my now wife moved in together. After a few attempts when we first moved in, we eventually found our preferred pizza, Indian, chippy and Chinese.
Wonderful.
As you do.
Yeah.
Rite of passage. Get a new house, get a new area, find out where
got
you like.
Got a sample of them local delicacies.
Yeah, yeah. Well, all was well for about a year. Every meal was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Until around a year after starting to use our local Chinese, they were given a 1-star rating.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Now, when my wife seen this, she point blank refused to ever go again. Fair enough, I thought, we'll find another. After a few attempts, none really matched up, but my wife still refused to go back to the 1-star Chinese.
Oh.
I get it.
I do get it. Once it's out there.
Yeah.
And they've got to stick it on the door, the poor fuckers.
I know. To cut a long story short, I love Chinese, and I have now found the perfect replacement for our old one, and my wife agreed it's amazing and tastes so much better than any other. The truth is...
Oh, no, I knew you were going to say
this. For the last 8 years, I've been going to the original 1-star takeaway and just telling my wife it's from somewhere else.
Oh, that is delicious. Filthy, but delicious.
She's, am I going to hell?
That's amazing.
This is the best. Should I confess... Right? But it says, but the Chinese tastes so good, and we've only had the shite a handful of times.
Handful! Full of times! That might be one of the best confessions we've ever had. That's phenomenal.
Isn't it good?
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Where does he say it's from?
Well, my thing is, it'll look exactly the same. It'll taste exactly the same, but she's...
Same packaging, everything,
obviously,
same
but
bag.
But the thing is, if you're like, it's not from there, why would I go 1-star? I wouldn't go back there. What are you talking about?
Wow.
But it's still from there.
Wow. So not once she's gone, I'm collecting it tonight. He's always went and got it. He's had to keep this going. Eight years.
Or delivery.
8 years.
Yeah.
You can't admit that. It's too long now. They could get divorced.
Do you think?
Yeah, man, she could take that proper seriously because I know it's only a little, you know, it's a little lie. It's a one meal every fortnight or whatever, however often they have it, once a month maybe.
Yeah.
But that's 8 years of deceit.
Mm.
That just proves that you can keep up a lie, no matter what the lie is, for years and years and years.
Gosh.
Mate, if she ever finds out, you're done.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Just a quick one for you. Is it cheap if a guy pays for a dinner date using a voucher? I mean...
why are people so horrible? No, it's not.
Is it not?
No, he's got his voucher.
Hang on, right. We'll discuss. Hang on.
I'm just immediately annoyed.
I'm leaning no, but my female friends insist that it would be a huge ick for them. I, on the other hand, feel privileged that he is spending a gift intended for him on me, but my friends are getting in my head thoughts. Right. No, listen. I love a voucher, right? I love vouchers. I love anything that gets your money off, right?
Right.
If I was going on a date with somebody,
and they
paid with a voucher, I wouldn't like it.
Why?
I don't know, Chris.
Why?
Because it's weird. It's weird.
Right. So you're going on a date, right? Some nice restaurant or whatever. Let's even say, okay, here we go. What if it's like a Michelin star tasting menu and he got a special voucher off a celebrity chef that he knows? You fucking hypocrite. You absolute fucking hypocrite. That's disgusting.
I'd still hate
it. Who do you think you are?
I'd still hate it.
How much is a pint of milk? How much is a pint of milk?
£7.50.
Close. It's £35. Close. Now, listen. I suppose it does depend on the voucher, doesn't it? Then again, you know,
of a bus ticket.
Yeah, but what's the thing, though? I suppose, you know, not to be a snobby, but if you take them on a date and it's like, look, I'll get a 6-inch Subway and you can get a 6-inch one with this voucher as well, but you're only allowed one meat and you can't have double cheese, I'll have to pay extra for that. I'm not fucking doing that. Like, fair enough.
Chris,
fair
I
enough.
I'm not trying to be like stuck up here or anything like that, because I'm far. You know, I'm far from that. Mm. But when you're in the date, when you're in the early dating stages, I don't think you should be whipping out the vouchers. I think that's later on down the line.
What if it's about to run out?
I'll go with you, mate. Don't take me in your voucher. I don't know why I found it weird. Right, I'm
so
sorry.
First of all, sexist, right? Why is the man paying for the whole lot anyway?
Oh, no,
Second of all, well, there we go. I found an even bigger ick. For all of them listening, for all the people listening who find that as an ick, here's an even bigger ick for you. You go halfers, but you're using money and he's using a voucher.
Horrible. Horrible. There's some. I don't care how it sounds. I find it really. I would be put off by a bloke.
It's so weird the stuff you get put off on.
Well, here's the thing, right? You literally second date, and you're out for a walk, and he needs to nip to the shops, right? Mm-hmm. And he's at the shop, and he brings out his coupons.
Right.
Horrendous. I'd run a mile.
All right, so here's another one. Here's a scenario for you. You're on a date, right? You're on a date. Anyone out there, think of this. You're on the date. You're sitting there. Again, it's easier if we do it, you know, the bloke. The bloke's sitting there. So you've got two choices. What's the biggest turn off? He's going to whip his vouchers out and he's going to pay with the voucher that he's got.
For
right?
the meal?
Yeah, it's all crumpled up and that. He's had to like flatten it out and that. And he's got to like write a thing on the back. He gets it out of a really loud Velcro wallet. He gets like a bright red Jurassic Park wallet out.
Chain from his belt.
On a chain, it's on a chain from the front of his jeans. And he goes... And then he pulls it out, right? There's loads of receipts fall out and everything. Mm. And he gets his voucher. One of them's ran out, but the other one hasn't. Or he goes in his little bag and he's got loads of bags of 2p coins that are pounds, and he pays with all the 2p coins in little bags from the bank. And they've got to count it out on your table, and you're there for ages while they're counting it out. And you can smell the copper.
Right, that's worse. That's I'm never seeing you again. I could forgive a voucher.
I'm never seeing you again.
How could you see somebody again that's paid in 2p?
To be fair, you couldn't be going on dates all the time with someone who's got loads of 2p bags on them, because if you fell in a river, they're not saving you. They're going straight to the bottom if they jump in.
The voucher, I could forgive. To be honest with you, the voucher I could definitely forgive, and I could marry and you'd laugh about it in future. But at that moment in time, I'd be like, he's paid with the voucher. I'm dying. Even a spa day with a voucher, I wouldn't like that either.
Why?
It's really affecting me, this.
You're still getting it. No, what's wrong with vouchers?
I love a voucher, but to pay for it, I don't know, I don't like it.
Right, yeah.
A couple of months. This is how weird my brain is, right? First few times, it would be awful. Mm-hmm. After 2 months, you'd be like, I've got a voucher. I'd be like, get in.
Yeah.
Just the first couple of occasions.
She's got a point, the person who's emailed
later on, I'd be like, buzzing, what time? So, can only be used from half past a lot of six. Right, I'll meet you there. But because I love a freebie, I love a voucher, but on the first date, no.
Oh, great. Voucher on the first date.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hey, Rosie and Chris, quick question for you here. Or question for Rosie here, sorry.
I'll just go fuck myself then, shall I?
You can join in. My husband and I got into a strange debate as to where in the crack the string of your thong should rest.
Sorry?
Did you want me to repeat it?
Yeah.
Okay. My husband and I got into a strange debate as to where in the crack the string of your thong should rest.
Surely there's only one place it can rest. The bottom of the crack.
Well, he thinks it should be so deep it is directly touching your anus.
This is fucking horrible,
by the way. And then
she's
put WTF. Mine rests about halfway there. I wanted to win the debate so badly that I texted all my girlfriends and asked them, how deep is your thong?
I thought, as a lot of other people I imagine, I thought we meant sort of laterally, like to the left of the arsehole, to the right of the arsehole, but I didn't think there was an option. So now we're talking about depth. More sense.
So, personally...
Again, surely just the gravity in the thong makes that... thongs are fucking disgusting, by the way. I think I've said that before. Hate them. Horrible.
Ugh.
Fucking cheese wire down your arse crack.
I've got to wear one tonight, and I'm already a bit upset about it.
You've got to wear one tonight?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm wearing white pants.
Ugh.
It's a Spanx thong, so it's not a... It's quite a wide bit of string.
Right, okay.
But thongs are disgusting, personally. But people, my best mate still wears thongs all the time, like, just on a gig play date and that, and I'm like, you've got a thong on?
Slag.
And she's like, she loves it. She fucking loves a thong, and I'm like, oh, God. Honestly, I get really sore bum whenever I wear a thong.
Well, you're probably doing it too deep then.
Yeah.
So this lady here thinks that it shouldn't go too deep. Why has the husband got an opinion?
Don't know.
And why does he want it right up people's arse? What the hell kind of conversation? I mean, I know we have some weird conversations. What the hell are these two going on about?
Yeah, how deep you wear your thong? Whenever I've worn one, it's been like full on in there, like, because I don't know how you would stop it from sliding in.
Maybe some, I don't know, erect some kind of scaffolding around the anus.
Some sort of Barbie arse.
Yeah, a little buffer. And maybe if you put like a chopstick. A toothpick, but it would be sharp. But if you put something across the arse crack, like across, like some scaffolding, either side, top and bottom of the arsehole.
That's awful.
Going across the arse cheeks and the thong. I mean, I don't know what's going on.
Somebody will have a piercing of that.
Really?
Probably.
Bars across their arse.
Mm. Can you bar your arse together?
Oh, it's just awful.
Horrendous. Turns out it's about 50-50.
Oh, I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Babadoo, 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 bah. Hi, Rosie and Chris. This is a story that only our close friends know, so please keep us anonymous. I met my now fiancé when we were working in the same office. Every year, the company pays for a company conference, in brackets, annual piss-up.
Ah. But
we'd only just got together when the conference came up. Just before the conference, I was on my period, and so we didn't think to pack any protection for the conference night.
Okay.
However, on the morning of the trip, I had finished my period, but failed to tell my partner. The company had decided to put all the young people in the company in a mansion on the site of the hotel.
Jesus!
Bloody hell! After the dinner and the disco, and heavy drinking, we made our way back to the mansion we were staying in. Things got a bit heated between us. We decided to go up to the bedroom he was sharing with his best friend in the company to have some alone time. Things progressed to heavy foreplay and undressing, just as the best friend burst into the room, giving a tour to some of the company managers of the stunning mansion we were in.
Brilliant.
They swiftly closed the door and left us to it. You would think that would have killed the mood. It didn't. It didn't, Chris.
Okay.
In our drunken state, we decided that for more privacy, we would move to the ensuite, where there is a lock on the door. Clever. Things were progressing, and we realised that there was no condoms at all. Because they hadn't packed any. He searched the whole room and there was none. We searched the bathroom high and low and all we could find was a shower cap.
No fucking way. No chance.
Safe to say, it felt like sandpaper and wasn't effective.
Oh my God, they did it!
As it came out like a little bean of skirt.
Oh my word! We're like trying to fuck a shower curtain.
I no longer work at the company, but the best friend mentioned in the story is our best man, and I'm terrified that this will be mentioned.
Oh, man.
Shocking.
Sorry. I feel like we've skirted over this. Someone used a shower cap as a makeshift condom.
Chris, I went to school with someone who used a empty packet of crisps in the cemetery.
Why has that just made it 1,000 times worse?
Awful. So there was a story. There was a story going round that somebody got checked. Somebody got checked.
I won't have that light.
I will not have. And they used an every packet of crisps.
Nah, as far as school rumours go, I'm calling BS on that. There
really?
Is no. There is no way that someone in your school had sex in a cemetery.
In a cemetery.
With an empty packet of crisps.
Empty packet of crisps.
Which
way? Condom. I don't know. Inside out, hopefully, because that would be salty.
I'm sorry, like, but what kind
of... on your melon.
What kind of girth are you packing if you can fill an empty packet of crisps?
No, well, I'm guessing they'll have had to put the crisp packet over and then hold the bottom.
Horrible. There is no way on this earth. There is no way in the world that happened.
So you don't
I
think
will
it
not have it. Nah, I will not have it. No, imagine how horrible that would be. But like sticking a fucking a tinfoil dildo up you.
Oh, it'd be horrendous. And weirdly, because when I heard the story, I hadn't had sex.
Right.
So obviously I was just like, oh my God. But now thinking about it, now that I've had sex, I'm like, that would rip you to shreds.
That's just, oh God, Rosie.
Do you think of a paper cut?
Oh, Rosie!
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrendous.
It's awful. You're right, I don't think it is true, but you
it's
never know.
It's definitely not true, but I can't believe these mingas use a shower cap. That's horrendous.
Well, there you go.
How... Oh, God. Oh.
How horny you gotta be, man.
And can we just say as well, I can't believe... I cannot still believe that hotels provide shower caps. I can't believe it.
Why?
I just can't believe that it's such... a thing that people need so readily. I would love to know how many are used on a daily basis in hotels, not for sex. I'd love to know how many are genuinely... I don't think people are using shower cap. I think it's dead.
Kate uses a shower cap.
Nah.
She does.
I won't have
she
it.
She genuinely does.
Nah.
And a nice one. She buys really nice ones.
Right, yeah, but not the hotel disposable ones.
No.
I don't think everyone's using shower caps in hotels.
Can you not
just tie your hair up and angle it? You can angle it so you don't wet your face or hair.
Yeah, you really can, actually.
Oh.
I'm a bit upset about it.
I'm honestly going to start a petition. I feel like we're waiting. Single-use plastics. Eh?
Should put condoms in there instead.
Yeah.
They really should, actually.
Yeah, hotels. All hotels should have condoms.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, guys. Just listening to episode 166 and Chris telling his traumatic story of shitting himself in a hotel room.
Yeah, happened.
This reminded me of my mate Lofty. We go on a lad's...
Sorry, can I just pause it 1 second there? So that fateful day when I did have a little accident in the bed when I wasn't very well, that was in Manchester. I was doing 2 nights in Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a Twitter conversation on my timeline the other day.
Yeah.
Someone put a video up of the guy in the front row who hadn't moved.
Oh, yeah.
So that story I told, and I retweeted it. And underneath, someone was like, I was there that night. And then someone else was like, oh, no, I wasn't there that night. I was there the night he chat himself. Like, it was literally, people were using it as a time reference. Honestly.
I mean,
what is me life?
You mentioned it on here.
I know, but it was just like, were you there the night of the guy? I was there the night he chat himself. Yes,
yeah.
So was I.
Yeah.
Fuck's sake.
You've done it to yourself.
Yeah, no, like,
you could have kept it to yourself.
I found it hilarious, to be fair. But yeah, just that people are referencing that. That's how you remember me gigs now. Had he shat himself?
Whether he shat himself. Yeah. So this reminded me of my mate Lofty. We go on a lad's golfing trip every year at the same place in Portugal. Now, Lofty enjoys his cider a lot.
Is Lofty not one of the characters from Ra Ra the Noisy Lion?
Ra Ra.
Zebby, Crocky, Lofty, ooh ooh.
Oh, I don't know. Is it Lofty?
Lofty.
Oh, is it the giraffe?
Giraffe's called Lofty.
Ah. Oh,
I can't enjoy this story anymore.
Well, you shouldn't have said that, man.
That's good.
Love Roro.
So Lofty enjoys his cider.
Lofty enjoys his cider a lot, right?
A Lofty.
The trip just before COVID hit, we were all having a great time in the 19th hole, and Lofty sang easily more than 14 pints of cider.
Disgusting. He must have been burping like a trooper.
Awful.
Incredible.
The next morning, Lofty was stood at reception with a bundle of bed linen in his hand
and
God. A strong smell. Of shit.
Oh,
and discreetly says to the receptionist, I'm awfully sorry, I've had a little accident in the night.
Reception.
She replies, not to worry, sir, these things happen. But I'm afraid I'm going to have to charge you €80. Discretion was thrown out of the window as an angry Lofty replies, €80? Fuck me! It was €30 last year!
Oh, God. Can you not price match for the last time I shot the bed?
This guy's... As far as I'm concerned, whatever the going rate for soiling your hotel bed was, you'd pay it just to keep a bit of your dignity.
Wow.
Imagine that. Are you kidding?
Wow.
What?
That is so good. That's like something of a sitcom.
It's
That's
very
phenomenal.
Clever, isn't it?
Oh, I love stuff like that.
That's gone up a lot. How badly did he shit the bed that they put? So 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. So that's 50.
It might be like a point system. You might get, once you've done it once, it might go up.
Yeah, 50
you know what I mean?
Euros more than the year before.
€80. Honestly, I'd be straight up the bath, shampoo, get it all cleaned up in the bath. No, I wouldn't. I'd pay that. Oh, my God.
Very funny.
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Do, 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 do.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
It is part of the Acast Creator Network. Thank you so much for listening, you wonderful people. We'll be back in ES next week. And don't forget, we are doing a brand new Shagged, Married, Annoyed live tour in autumn 2023. And the tickets go on sale on Friday the 27th of May for early access. Go shaggedmarriedannoyed.com and sign up to the mailing list.
We haven't actually told our parents yet, so if you are listening to this, you'll be having the kids.
You'll be needed for childcare.
So don't be booking. We have to tell them the dates because they'll book a holiday.
They'll book a holiday. It's unbelievable.
So
we'll
send you the email.
So there you go.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.